Rural War Room. Radio. Rural War Room. Rural War Room.
Every week at this time, I'm Donovan Suit.
I'm Byron Werner. I'm Byron Werner all through the week, but...
Not just Tuesdays.
On a Tuesday night, we become the Rural War Room, 10 p.m. until 2 a.m. at least. Central time for you international listeners on the mighty Electro Web, and for you folks in the central Arkansas area, it's 88.3 FM, 100,000 watts of worldwide weirdness coming at you from the new weirdness capital of the United States. Of course, I'm talking about Little Rock, Arkansas.
Type Rural War Room into your computer for more.
Hey, how about some punk music?
Okay.
All right, you sex monks. Come on, we're going to sing punk songs for everybody. So you get ready, and you kids at home, get out your safety pins. What do you say? Let's go. Shies to cough?
God save the queen.
Carnivore?
The fascist regime. They made you a moron.
Awful?
Protect your wife's butt.
Fellas, I've heard some punk records, and that just doesn't sound like one to me. So what do you say, let's try it again?
Smurfland is a brewery
where beer is made from honey and tea.
It isn't sour, but it isn't sweet.
It looks like beer and it tastes a treat.
Smurfs you meet just everywhere.
That's the circus and the fair.
And in the pubs they'll give a cheer
if they're serving smurfing beer.
Beer, beer, smurfing beer. You don't get drunk and it isn't dear. If you meet them in the street,
smurf along but to the beat.
And if you should get the chance,
try to do the smurfing dance.
Hop on one leg and make a turn,
the smurf dance.
Watch where you walk, cause they're only small.
We wouldn't be Smurfs if we were tall.
Beer, beer, Smurfing beer. You don't get drunk and it isn't dear.
Beer, beer, Smurfing beer. You don't get drunk and it isn't dear.
Sorry.
Forget your troubles for today.
We'll show you how the Smurfing way.
They laugh and they have lots of fun.
And Smurfs aren't hurting.
So have a holiday in Smurfland.
And take a Smurf glass in your hand.
We'll give a toast for all to hear.
Long live Smurfs and Smurfing beer.
Beer, beer, Smurfing beer. You don't get drunk and it isn't dear. Beer, beer, Smurfing beer. You don't get drunk and it isn't dear. Beer, beer, Smurfing beer. You don't get drunk and it isn't dear. Beer,
hey, beer, are you Smurfing going country?
Thank you.
You are listening to Rural War Room Radio.
And that was Rockets. And if yeah. you listen to the Rural War Man, Rural
you can
War
do it.
Room.
That's the one. See, you do but, it. Say it
yeah,
at home. Say it at home.
Usually I don't have trouble with that at all.
No.
Anyone who listens to the Rural War Room knows that we love Rockets, which were a 70s space disco group originally from France, based in Italy, that shaved their heads, put on chrome makeup and black and chrome outfits, and played weird shaped chrome guitars with vocoders and lasers and fog, and were kind of a guilty pleasure for a lot of Europe during the 70s. And of course, we know nothing about them over here in the United States. But anyway, that's from their album Pi 3.14. And we heard Radiate. Love that.
Before that, we heard The Ventures doing Cut Called Sea of Grass.
And before that, John Truby and the Ugly Janitors of America from the hit CD World of Lying Pigs. We heard Your Stupid Friends.
Which, you know, It's a great song. It's all about the lyrics. Usually,
it's heartfelt. It's heartfelt. Believe me, I know Truby. This is heartfelt. He feels the pain of the world personally.
Before that, the very rare Father Abraham and the Smurfs doing Smurfing Beer. Because apparently you don't get drunk because it isn't beer.
But I'm thinking they're hanging out with Father Abraham because he's introducing something other than beer into the Smurfing neighborhood. I'm just saying.
They do live in mushrooms.
Yeah, there you go. And when you spend that, never mind.
Before that,
we heard Jay Condom and the Sex Monks, a very rare cut, doing God Save the Queen. I'm sure you all recognize that one. Boy, that sounded like a real punk record, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Very aggressive. Here on the Rural War Room, we've spent many years compiling weirdo record collections that, you know, it was pretty tough to get our friends to listen to these. Some of them would go, yeah, but some of them would go, oh, God, can we listen to something else?
And we really try to just, you know, after subjecting our friends to the whole albums over the years, kind of, you know, whittle it down a little bit so that we can bring you the best.
We're not expecting any of you to have the patience that we have, but we will look at these things with an eye and an ear towards the entertainment value and the weirdo value, because we really cherish songs that have unusual sounds like that last Rockets cut or any.
Or even weirdo celebrity value or just whatever,
or,
you know.
Or just oddity factor, you know, where we go, how can I not buy this? This just looks so... Well, I was going to say retarded, but you're not allowed to say retarded anymore.
No, that's true. So find us online. We're on Facebook, Twitter, all that, MySpace, all that stuff. Just type in Rural War Room. And, you know, it's spring. Hey, you know.
I guess it looks culturally challenged in there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Where were you going with that one?
I was going to say, you know, hey, it's springtime. I don't know what that has to do with blowing me down, but...
Yeah. In the morning air, there's so much to bear. Blow me down. It's the wind and air, trying its double dare. To see wherever I go, I am what I am. That does it for me. Believe it or not, it's a lovely day. It's a perfect day. Blow me down. It's a lovely place. Think I'd like to stay, but blow me down. Blow me down. Nice and friendly here. I think I'll spend a year or two, maybe three. I am what I am. Wherever I goes, I comes from the sea. Believe it or not. Thank you. double dead, blow me down, blow me down. It's no bother, but I'd rather not. That's easy to see. Wherever I go, I am what I am, and does it for me, believe it or not. Is this place really called Sweet Haven, or are you just breaking the name in for another town? Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Model, otherwise known in Japan as P Model, from 1994, 17 years ago, doing Oyasumi Dog live.
Man, that was incredible.
They are quite an intense, unusual group, and I've been following them since 1979, and I found it worthwhile. And before that,
Dexter Wanzel doing a cut off of his album Voyager, the title cut.
And before that, Praxis featuring Bootsy and Bernie Worrell and Buckethead and Brain, a couple other people. Heard them doing Crash Victim / Black Science Navigator.
Starting off that block was Robin Williams from the film Popeye, which is really quite good, you know.
For the most part, yeah.
And Blow Me Down is the name of that cut. And I played it because it's just ridiculous how long it is.
And how many times he says, blow me?
Yeah, and he even talks about going down to the pier and people are trying to blow him down or something. And it's just,
he's going down
yeah.
to the pier and people are trying to blow him down. And
something like that.
And that...
I did call that one.
I said that sounds like Harry Nilsson, and it also says that it's got arrangements on some of the songs by Van Dyke Park. So this is a very eclectic mix that's been put together by Robert Altman was the director of that, wasn't
sure.
he?
Yes,
the guy that did MASH and did Shelley Duvall's first film, Brewster McCloud, which is a great film.
And, well,
people should see Brewster McCloud. That's a rare one.
Very true.
But and Popeye
too. It really
it
is.
It looked great.
And man. Gotta love those olive oil shoes. Wow.
Oh Woo. Boy. Oh man. I'm just. I mean, there's only one pair of shoes I've seen that have been sexier than that in modern movies, and that's in that '80s film Eating Raoul when
a great movie
Mary
too.
Warnoff is dressed up as Minnie Mouse to entice some sort of prostitution client that she's got that's got this weird fetish, and she's got these great Minnie Mouse shoes
yeah,
on.
After
and for the longest part, that's all you see is her just walking around the shoes, and you figure, well, we're not going to see the whole
that's
costume.
Right after but yeah, her husband, Paul Bartel, bonks the guy in the head with a frying pan, and
yeah.
it's a shot of him laying dead on the floor and her kind of traipsing through the
cartoon looking shoes. Oh my God.
It's really good. So, this is our this and that. We've been this and thatting you for quite a while now.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd love
and we're
to,
not done yet. Let me tell you.
That's true.
Don't even beg for mercy at this point because we're just not going to hear it.
This and that is online by typing Rural War Room into your thingy. And right now, Zug's Rift and his amazing shitheads. It's about time. It's 2011. It's the Secret Marines in 3D. Rural War Room. We'll be right back.
tangerines. I know, because they keep his brain in a maldehyde jar way up high on a trophy display case over at the VA hospital. And my mommy and I have permission to go there on Sundays. I don't like it there, because strange, ugly men in white suits are always asking to see my genitals. Mumsy and I bring along my daddy's special electronic equipment, and we hook up the jumper cables when nobody's looking to Daddy's Medal of Honor, which is pinned to his frontal lobe. My mommy then dumps 6 bottles of Alka-Seltzer into his brain jar and some baking soda to avoid corrosion. And she reaches into the jar, carefully grasping Daddy with both hands, and methodically slips him up her dress. She always tells me to look the other way, but when the smoke starts pouring out, I usually put on my G.I. Joe gas mask and earplugs so I don't have to listen to her scream. When she's done, she puts Daddy back in his jar, but he's all red and just lays there like a drunken blob. By this time, some gentlemen in uniforms always discover what's going on, and they tell us to leave, but not before giving me a lollipop and a pat on the head. See you next Sunday!
to be all of the things you want to be. While in sweet dreams you softly sigh, you hear my voice is calling to be mine again. Live the rest of your life in a day. Get out and get what you can while your mommy's at home sleeping. No time to understand, 'cause they lost what they thought they were keeping. No one can see us in your sweet dream. Don't hit your lead to start the car. Up tightly in the coat you borrowed from me. Your place of resting is not far. You hear my voice is calling to be mine again. Live the rest of your life today.
Was Jethro Tull. You might have guessed it was Jethro Tull.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't. Who knows?
Sure sounds like Jethro. He's got a good voice, that Jethro guy.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
What was that called?
Sweet Dream.
Oh, like the Annie Lennox song?
No, without the S.
Oh, okay.
And it rocks a little bit.
Annie Lennox?
Yes.
Before that, a very rare cut, The Fringe from Southern California doing Spring Loaded, because it is springtime now.
True.
Yeah.
True.
And before that, also from Southern California, but not originally. He came from Patterson, New Jersey.
New Jersey, yeah.
Yeah, as everyone knows.
As everyone knows, that Zug's Rift, big fan of his.
What was the name of his band again?
At The Amazing Shitheads.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
I
that's
remember.
Them. Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah. It's one word, so it's
yeah.
The Secret Marines. My daddy was this one says retired member of the Secret Marines. This is sort
Secret
of their
Marines 3D.
This is I know this is like for 2011. I mean, it's about time. Everything's in 3D now. So we had Secret
Almost
Marines
everything.
3D.
Yeah.
That's sort of their theme song. There's several versions of it.
And that's kind of what we started it off with in that last set. And here we are at the top of the hour, TCB time. You know the rules.
We'll be right back.
KBF 88.3 FM.